eyes are open to see. Our ears are open to hear. Our heart is receptive to your word. And we'll walk in the light of it every day. From today, into tomorrow, into next week, into upper week, into next month, into the years and decades upon decades to come. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we're looking at the school of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hope you still remember where we came from, how we started. We're speaking different tongues. Okay, we are in what number now? That's amen. Genesis 1:1. It says the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And I told you that the supernatural, right? The supernatural is not a distance away. I said that to us. The supernatural is not a distance away. No. The supernatural have and the earth are in the same place. So Moses opened up that way. I said Moses was not writing the creation of matter. Moses was writing the oracles of God from a known history. Right? So he said, God created the heavens and the earth. Did God really create the heavens and the earth as we see, like matter today? Yes. As matter, yes, God did. But Moses is using that to write about God's oracle. Did you see that? Amen. Because even nature teaches you that he didn't create itself. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Amen. So that you don't say God did not create the world. God did create the world. But that was not what Moses is writing in Genesis 1. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. So Moses brings this in to show you heaven and the earth is God and man in the same place. Also, something you must not miss that I said to you is the fact that Moses is also saying to you, right, that the supernatural and the natural are in the same place. Did you see that? Amen. Are in the same place, not a distance away. And we saw from Jacob. Jacob will call the place the gate of heaven. Meaning the gate of heaven is within the earth. Did you see that? It's a place. He said, this is the gate of heaven. The access. So the access to heaven is in the earth. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So on Thursday, we began looking at just around the school of the Spirit. Right? God is talking about we were looking at to be filled with the Spirit of God. That's what we're looking at. To be filled with the Spirit. To be filled with the Spirit. To be filled with the Spirit. But first of all, what is it about the Spirit? What is it about the Spirit? When he says it's not a distance away, you should understand that I have told you that when you talk about the Spirit, the man, the believer, is not far away from the Spirit. No, the believer is home in the Spirit. What do you hear me? The believer is home in the Spirit. The believer is in the Spirit. I said that last Sunday. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. We will not the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Hallelujah. He said, which things we speak, not in the words in which man's wisdom teaches. It says, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, verse 13. It says, comparing spiritual with spiritual. So he calls the man, right, who has the Spirit, spiritual. Amen. The man who has the Spirit is what? Spiritual. Hallelujah. Say, I'm spiritual. I'm spiritual. Glory to God. So that means the things of the Spirit are things of our Spirit. They are things of our Spirit. Hallelujah. We are at home in them. They are things of our spirits, and we are at home in them. Glory to God. So we began to look at to be filled with the Holy Ghost. What does it mean? What does it mean? So we said Ephesians 5. We have an instruction to be full of the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 5, verse 18.
Ephesians 5:18. He said, don't be drunken with wine. Where is essence? He said, don't be filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't be drunk with wine. Where is essence? He said, don't be filled. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. So he said, when you see a man drunken, let's not look, let's start with the man drunken. When you see a drunken man, how will you know the man is drunk? You will see two things. Two things will stand him out that he's drunk. How? What he says. Right? What he says and how he walks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This one is full of wine. What he says. Begin to say something else. Amen. He will start here and then he will say something else. Yeah, I am the owner of national. I am, in fact, I'm the owner of national theater. Come. Yesterday, imagine somebody talking and say, yesterday, I bought you an anger. Ha ha, that is problem. Amen. This is when you are high or something. Glory to God. But you know, Paul said, don't be drunk with wine. Where is this essence? Well, be thou filled. Be thou filled. Meaning, I can be continually filled with the Holy Ghost. And I said, when you say the word be filled, is that word filled is a third-party report writing. Hallelujah. It's a third-party report. The third-party report. Be filled. He is filled. Somebody, something was seen. Hallelujah. Something was seen. Something was seen. Sorry, I just feel a bit to pause what I'm saying and say something else. It's been in my mind since I came to church. But it's around the things of the Spirit, but I'm like, okay, I'll but I think God's Spirit is leading us there. Right? You know, I told you the things of the Spirit. Right? Right? The things of the Spirit are impacted via the laying on of hands. Right? I told us that, right? Right? Now, the move of God, I just want to say this. I don't have left to say it. The move of God, sir, is usually many times directed by hands. Directed by hands, man's hands. Amen. Amen. Go with the God. God is his hands. Then someone will ask, sir, you know, someone was trying to argue blindly. And then he said, it was Moses. Listen, was it? Did he say it was Moses? He was trying to do all these people that exonerate God from something, that it was Moses that killed Pharaoh and his city. Well, I won't blame that. Right? It wasn't God, it was Moses. No problem. Amen. Glory to God. Because, you know, well, every commentary of that incident in the Red Sea says it was God. Even Moses said it was God. Amen. Amen. Say God did? Well, but that was God. That was the move of, how did that happen? By hands. Now, I've always told you. But I've read it almost everywhere in scripture. That when you find deliverance, God's deliverance, you find judgment for unbelief. It's everywhere in scripture. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Let's start to exonerate God from the mess. Leave God in the mess. Amen. Leave God in the mess. He'll work his way out. Amen. Amen. Leave him there. Glory to God. Glory to God. But let me just see something about that Red Sea incident. How did Moses pass the Red Sea? How? To do what? God told him to do what? Stretch forth his hands and his feet and his sea open. Who parted the Red Sea? That means if you read that same account, it says, by the blast of his nose. Look at Exodus chapter 15 quickly. Exodus 15. Are you there? Look at verse 6. It says, thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy. Did you see that? In the greatness of thy excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sent forth thy rocks, which consumed them as stubble. It says, and with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as an heap, and the death was congealed in the heart of the sea. Hallelujah. Do you see that? Say, by the blast of thy nostrils. So, who did? Who did? God. God divided the Red Sea, right? How did he move upon the Red Sea? How did God move upon the Red Sea? Somebody stretch forth his hands. Hallelujah. Okay, hear me. God, somebody stretched forth his hands. Moses did. And the Red Sea opened. Let's see how he covered it back. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Look at, let's read verse 9. It says, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lord shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Then I made down this blow with thy wind, the sea covered them, and sack as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, shepherding, praise, doing wonders? Say, thou stretched out thy right hand, that the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy led for the people which thou art redeemed. Thou art guided them in the strength unto thy holy habitation. So the people shall hear and be afraid. So they shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestine. Okay, let me watch down. Just a minute. Sorry, just give me a favor. Look at verse 23. So the Egyptians pursued and went in after them in the midst of the sea, even all the Pharaoh horses, his chariots and horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked into the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and the cloud, and troubled the host of the Philistines, of the Egyptians, and took their chariots wheel, and took all their chariots wheel. So that means they were coming inside the water, and then their wheels broke out. Amen. At the middle of the sea. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So they said, verse 35, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them. Hallelujah. Against the Egyptians. And the Lord said to Moses, stretch out thy hands over the waters. I mean, that I stretch out the water over the sea, that the waters come again upon the Egyptians, and the chariots and their horsemen. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Do you see what happened? He stretched forth his hands, he parted. He stretched forth his hands, he covered. What about you, Lord? So, who belongs on you? When you get in the book of Acts, you see that most of what they did was by the laying on of hands. The laying on of hands. Did you see that? So, that means your hands give direction. Now, your mouth gives direction to the power of God. Right? I've always said that to you, right? Also, to your hand gives direction to the movements of the Spirit, can give direction to the move of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. Your hands too can give direction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just thought to share that too. That is just what was in my spirit to share with God. Let's get back to what we're looking at, to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So, we have instructions not to be drunk with wine, right? But to be filled with the Holy Ghost, Ephesians 5. Look at verses 19. Are you there? He now said, speaking to yourself. So, how will you know a man filled with the Holy Ghost is utterance? Did you see that? Hallelujah. Amen. How do you know a man filled with the Holy Ghost is utterance? Speaking to yourself. Utterance. He now says in sounds and in hymns. And I said that to us on Thursday. I said, it's important. Hallelujah. Songs stir up the supernatural atmosphere. I said that to us. He stirs up the atmosphere, the supernatural atmosphere around us. He stirs it up. And I said to you that you should own your atmosphere. How many of you put that to work in the course of Thursday to today? Hallelujah. You're able to stir up your own atmosphere. How many of you sang in tongues? You sang in tongues. Hallelujah. I said to you, own your atmosphere. Own your atmosphere. Own it. Own it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not saying you should own your land. I need to say something here. I know there are some people when you've gone into altercations with people. Maybe I had a quarrel with Imole, and I said, Imole, come in. And I'm singing. He has done it for years. Now she will get angry. That is not what I'm talking about. Amen. I'm talking about your atmosphere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you're not doing it as though you are fighting the person. Glory to God. Hope you're with me. Sometimes it means that you step out of that place. Hallelujah. And then you go and stir up your own atmosphere. You charge up your atmosphere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, never again are we going to inherit people's bad atmospheres. Hallelujah. Some people have, somebody offended them, and then they are passing it around. Everywhere is just moody. No. I refuse to be moody. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I charge my own atmosphere. So I go somewhere and again I charge up my atmosphere. This is who I am. Glory to God. This is who I am. And I said, songs there is not the beat, but the wordings. The wordings. Go for the wordings. Right? So we said, how do you know about full of the Holy Ghost? Who come out in words. Right? Words, utterances. Words, utterances, and songs. Right? You are full of thanksgiving. We saw that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If Paul would say, be filled with the Holy Ghost, is the same Paul that said, quench not the spirit fire. In 1 Thessalonians 5. It means that if I'm not full of the Holy Ghost, if I'm not being continually filled with the Holy Ghost, I can quench the fire. So man has the ability, the believer has the ability, right, to be filled with the Holy Ghost and has the ability to quench it. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. Okay, follow me. Glory to God. 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. Has the ability to quench its fire. He says, rejoice forevermore. He says, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's it. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. What part that which is? We say, quench not the spirit fire. So how will you quench the spirit fire? When you don't pray. Right? When you don't rejoice. When you don't give thanks, when you despise prophesying. You listen up? Hallelujah. Everything you have said there, if you don't do them, you are quenching the spirit fire. So we said, the believer must be truly full of thanksgiving. Be full of thanksgiving. Be full of thanksgiving. Be full of thanksgiving. The opposite of thanksgiving is what? Murmuring. Don't murmur. Murmuring is in the flesh. Thanksgiving is in the spirit. Hallelujah. You don't thank God because things are just good. No. Hallelujah. You thank God whether things are good in the natural or not. Hallelujah. The character of the believer is that he's full of thanksgiving. That's the character of the believer. He's full of thanksgiving. And I think there's always something to thank God about. There's always something. Don't say there's nothing. There's always something to thank God about. And I said this on Sunday, and I'm giving it today. I said, you don't say it. It's funny. People say, no. Sleeping and waking up is not something to thank God about. The man is supposed to sleep and wake up. So therefore, it's no. Amen. You thank God. There's something to thank God about. Hallelujah. What are you hearing me? There's something to thank God about.
thank him for all things. All things. Glory to God. And I want to say this to us. Right? See, some people think when it comes to the leading of the Spirit, in the natural, now listen, and you need to know this. The fact that you are led in this, you are led by God's Spirit, doesn't mean in the natural everything is going to go smoothly. Now that is what prosperity and materiality gospel has blinded, used to blind the eyes of people. So the people now gauge God is leading them because things are working out good and right. The natural, no. Amen. God led Paul to Jerusalem, and in Jerusalem he was arrested. He was arrested. There was another house arrest. In Jerusalem he was flogged. In Jerusalem they had a mob action against him. Jerusalem. And it was God that led him. He was flogged in Jerusalem. And God led him. What are you following me? Amen. He was led out by the Spirit of God in Acts 13, him and Barnabas. And they got to a certain place and they took him as dead, meaning they stoned him to death. Amen. They counted him as dead. He got to Galatia half dead, like he was bruised everywhere. And he was led by God. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. I'm going to teach us about the leading of the Spirit after convention. So you see some things. But when it comes to leading, don't have a fast head. Some people just think, see, the leading of the Spirit is not something you say you know. I know everything about leading of the Spirit. No. It's something you need to keep learning. Amen. 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 Glory to God. But one thing you are sure of is that you are led in line with His will. Glory to God. Amen. You are led in line of His will. You can be led somewhere, right, to do something, and some things happen to you. You say, did God really need? No, He led you. Hallelujah. I remember one time, Pastor Shekou said, they went to a certain village to preach. And when they got there, and they were preaching, the first thing he heard was something hit his head. It looked like manna from heaven. When they said, okuta, stone. And the people were stoning them. Amen. He said, in sleepers, he's still in that village. Amen. And he was right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 10. He said, when they go, they shouldn't carry anything. They will say, when they accept you, he said, there you enter. He said, when they do not accept you, right? He said, just to sleep as I leave. Meaning, he sent you. He therefore means people might not accept you. And it is the leading of the Spirit. Okay, I don't know. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He gave His Son to man. And what did men do to Him? They killed Him. Amen. And Jesus was led of God. Okay, I don't know. Amen. Jesus was led by the Spirit of the Lord into the wilderness. What happened in the wilderness? He was tempted of the devil. Hope you're following that. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you need me to understand this fact. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. So that means I can keep myself full of the Holy Ghost. I'm back to what I'm telling you. I can keep myself full of the Holy Ghost. I can keep myself full of the Holy Ghost. I can keep myself full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can stay without quenching the Spirit's fire. I can't.
And I said, be full of thanksgiving. And that was where I got into, you can be led. So, if things are happening in the natural that are not in line, don't say, Lord, I'm aware by this, you know, be full of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Be full of thanksgiving. Let your mouth be full of, let your mouth not be full of murmurings. Complaints. Murmurings. That is murmurings. No. Be full of thanksgiving. Father, thank you. Thank you. You did that business. This the business thing. Father, thank you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I understand. But sir, no money. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Say, I'm full of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Say, I don't have conditional thanksgiving. You know what is conditional? You only thank God when it's good in the natural. When it's not good, you just forget, just murmur. No. There's no time you shouldn't thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There should be no time you shouldn't thank God. Be full of thanksgiving. Be full of thanksgiving. The flocks, listen, the flocks, the disciples, and asked them not to speak again in the name of Jesus. The Bible says when they left, they rejoiced. Because we were coming there. They rejoiced. Be full of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't outgrow, see, the things of the Spirit. The things of the Spirit are embraced. Jesus will say, we liken the kingdom of heaven to babes. So, how you receive the things of God? You receive it as babes. You know the way babies receive everything. Right? Right? How do you receive the kingdom of God? You receive it as babies. But you shouldn't be babies. Right? Right? You shouldn't be novice in how you handle the things of God. But how you receive them as babies. Like a baby. Amen. Amen. How are you following me? I think you see them. You see them. The things of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Full of thanksgiving. Can't you see the economy? Can't you see? Okay. I was sharing with my friend when I went to Abuja. I have not said this. So he said something and I concurred. I said, that's true. That you see, even when fuel was too narrow, they had protests. You guys thought, are you thinking protest just after yesterday? They protested when fuel was too narrow. They've been protesting since the 1970s, 1960s. Hope you know. And it is an economy. The first protest Nigeria had was in 1960. We could get independent in 1960. By 1961, it was protested. By 1965, 1966, there was protest. When they did the first census, they protested. Was there a first school in Nigeria? There was a first school because some people feel maligned. They feel the people that took over government were embezzling money. So they've always been protest. Oh, you think it's just that Nigeria is getting worse every day? Can I show you? I will share some newspaper, old newspapers. In those days, you see protests, riots in the same country. And you think it will stop because of interest or which one? Because people are gathering at the daughter. So, right beyond that, I spoke to another pastor friend and I said to him, see, Pastor, let me tell you the truth. The masses will always continue. Nobody knows how to see. Everybody, I'm telling you in Turkey, everybody takes from the masses. Go and watch those who have ever been. Go and watch any rich man. They took from the masses. You don't know. Because the wealth of the country, of any country, is with the masses. Amen. You don't know. If Dangote have sugar refinery, who will use it more? You so got it. With what? Sugar. You drink it. So who is he collecting the money from? Masses. And then the masses will always, nobody ever got rich without the masses. But the masses don't know that they have the money. Amen. So this is always going to happen. So I now say to him, Pastor, a dear pastor friend, I say, Pastor, take your mind. I say, I love what Pastor Chris actually meant used to say. You are not in the masses. So come out of the masses. Because the masses will always complain. Look! That's just the mess. Because if you are there, you always complain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't expect him about the economy. But I will thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are you thanking him for? What is doing in the end? What is God doing in the end? He's taking the nations for himself. For himself. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So I go that, there's problems, there's this, and then you say, this guy got problems, and say, oh, Father, thank you. Do you see that? Do you see that? Hallelujah. The fool of thanksgiving. I always thank God easily. I said it to us. Sing in tongues. Hallelujah. Sing well in tongues. Because your songs in tongues are songs of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Another one is rejoice. 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 He said rejoice forevermore. Rejoice forevermore. Amen. Amen. Rejoice forevermore. Now, I say this, and I want to say it very well. Right? Some people think they are bigger than something. Don't outgrow the things of the spirit. What are you doing? Don't outgrow it. Don't outgrow it. He said, rejoice. This is Paul writing to a church. He said, rejoice forevermore. And a rejoice here is not passive. Amen. Rejoice forevermore is active joy. Joy is not passive. Joy is active. Say rejoice forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the believer can rejoice forevermore. It's an instruction.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, joy is not conditioned on what is happening around you. No. Hallelujah. Tell a believer who just lost 10 million to rejoice. Because the man is a believer, he should rejoice. Without thinking about the 10 million. But tell a cannot believer, rejoice and they just stole his soul. Rejoice and then the scream of his soul went blank. Just a few minutes, just said, joy! And then, this is not joy! I see that with some people are rejoicing and they are not in the mood. They are not in the mood to be told. Ah! What is the abomination in Yoruba? In Wari? Ah! Abomination! In front of God. Not just in the mood. Woo! Ha ha! No! No! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Jesus knew that he was going to the cross. He knew that they were going to kill him. He knew. Right? In Luke 10, he knew that he was going to die just few weeks from today. From this day, he had this conversation with the disciples. 2 weeks, he knew that his time was up. Hallelujah. Luke 10, verse 21. So, our some of us, from verses of 19, he said, "Behold, I give you power to set up postures and stop it out over all the works of the enemy, and nothing by enemy's hearts." He said, "In this, rejoice not that demons are subject to you." Say, rejoice. Is that rejoice not that demons are subject to you, but rejoice because your name are written in heaven. Your names are written in heaven. Say, in that hour. In that hour. I love to say this. In that hour. Someone said, Jesus rejoiced for 1 hour. Say, in that hour. Jesus rejoiced in the spirit. In that hour. Jesus rejoiced. You know he was going to the cross. You know, he said, in that hour. He said, rejoice. That demons are saying, you don't know what rejoice. But you know me, I cannot rejoice now because I'm thinking of the cross. I'm thinking of the baby. I'm thinking of the beast that will be seen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is saying that he rejoiced in the spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus rejoiced. He rejoiced. He rejoiced. Glory to God. Active. So he told them to rejoice. And then he told them to rejoice, and then he showed them the practice of it. Hallelujah. He showed them the practice of it. The word joy, there is the word agalu. Hallelujah. Agalu. He showed them the practice of it. Jesus is God. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh and tabernacled amongst you. And that is Jesus. And God rejoiced. God rejoice. Hallelujah. Amen. No, sir, pastor, sir. Actually, you are rejoicing, you are doing like this. No. See, I've seen, you see, some people one day first started rejoicing. They were rejoicing hard. But now, they are not working in Chevron. You are not rejoicing with Steve. Rejoice. That is joy. Your joy is smelly. See, that is joy. Amen. Rejoice. No. Because you are not wearing starch clothes. Rejoice. No act. Amen. Amen. That word deals with, see, when it comes to joy, your emotions are involved. Your everything is involved. And I act is very active. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, this is God's instruction to even the children of Israel. To be full of joy. So whenever they murmur, it brings God to the heart. Children of Israel. 3 days after they left Egypt, they murmured the first murmur. 3 days! They saw miracle signs and wonder. By 3 days, it washed from their eyes. They started murmuring. But it wasn't returned. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's called wild joy. You know, it's something I'm going to teach us in a few weeks from now. You know why Moses gave them this? Do you know why he gave it? No one will get to see that. Hallelujah. Wild joy. I mean, wow. Let's see something. In Luke 24. Now, this is not a Galileo, but it's also joy. Look at verse 51. It says, "And it came to pass, he blessed them, and was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem." Watch the advert there. With what? With what? With what? Great joy. When Jesus died, they were sorrowful. Right? So what has happened? This time, he was taken up into the supernatural. Right? And they came back with joy. Not, "How are you? I'm just happy. And just have you. Ah! They came out with one door. Maybe we saw them. Are these guys nuts? One door. You want to go? That's what you're doing. And when you are, before you, when you're going to have, you feel empty in your stomach. Amen. One door. One door. Hallelujah. 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 They've learned something now. Hallelujah. They've learned something now. They've learned something now. Glory to God. Glory to God. They've learned something now. Woo! Shabalabadi. Okay. Let's do something. Acts 5. Acts 5. Okay, I'll read from verse, the story is long, but I'll just read from verse 40. And when they agreed, these were the disciples, they warned them in Acts 4 not to preach. They did not stop, they continued preaching. Acts 5, 12, they did miracle signs and wonders. They caught them again in verse 39. Look at what it says in verse 39. It says, okay, no, verse 40. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. They beat them. And when they beat them, it was not with hands. It's not that they will slap them. Call them a slap, you know. They don't beat them with Tankere King. They call Dr. Dugu. They buy King. No. They have this stronger and sharper than Koboko. No, Koboko enters into the dividing asunder of the soul and man. You know Koboko. And especially the one that is form out. Amen. Form out. Phew! But this, just imagine, they flog them with many stripes. They flog them. Don't beat again. Don't beat again. If we see your charge, we see your banner. If we see your banner on that street again, flog them. If we see that whole church, you know. Man of God, quickly, man of God, let's use wisdom next time. Let's not shout. Too fast. Let him hold the voice. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, let's read verse 42. I said 42. Where are we? Verse 40, right? And let them go. Verse 41. And they departed from the presence of the council. Do you what? Rejoice. The moment they left, you know, did the king not enter them? The king entered them. They might be crying. So, you know, the pain. So I said, why would they cry? Don't they have Holy Ghost? Go ask Jesus. They whipped him. And Jesus cried. You know, Jesus did not cry. I don't understand. His body is metal. They whipped him. Amen. 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 So why would they cry? They should check the tail. They should check it. Check that. They cried. Now imagine, as soon as they left there, you know, those guys will do that the next time, they will never ever, never ever 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 will they preach again. I thought they got out of like this. They began to talk!
the amendment of God has flogged them. Hallelujah! They began to rejoice. Nothing can stop this fire. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Is a rejoice. Jesus gave them a reason to rejoice. He said, don't rejoice because of things around you. Amen. They rejoice because your names are written in heaven. What it means is you rejoice for supernatural truths. You rejoice for spiritual realities. For supernatural things. Things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, when you are rejoicing, your mind is fixated on what God has done and what He is doing in the earth today. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Your mind is fixed on what God has done. Fixed. That should spare your heart for God. Spare your heart and your mind for joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. So I said, joy is an instruction. So you see the way the apostles were obeyed it. Hallelujah. Is an instruction. Joy is an instruction. Rejoice forevermore. Rejoice forevermore. In Philippians. Philippians. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Quickly to Philippians. Chapter 4. Before I go to chapter 4, he used something so much in this church at Philippi. In chapter 3, verse 1, I said, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. He's like this again, say, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, indeed, is not grievous, but to me, I mean, but for you, it's safe. Hallelujah. He tells them, rejoice in the Lord. Chapter 4. Hallelujah. Verse 2. But let's have a verse 3. You say, and I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other fellow laborers, whose name are in the book of life. You look at what he says in verse 4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Is that an instruction? Rejoice forevermore. This is, he's talking to a church that is also having tribulations. They also have trying times. You are joined. They have trying times. They are going through things. He didn't say, I understand your pains, you know? I understand your pains. I understand. It is well. Some people like people to pity them. I said this to somebody recently. I said, has pity ever helped anybody? Show me one person pity has helped. Someone likes to be pitied. They're not feeling fine. And somebody says, behave right now. Leave that bed. And you're angry. It happened one time like that in our Abuja branch years back. A sister was sick and went to hospital. Then Pastor Lenji went there. And said, why is me? Why are you sick? He told her, why are you sick? No, you shouldn't be sick. He now told her to leave the hospital that you are sick. Leave. Leave there. And the sister got angry. And when I heard it, I was laughing. The sister was that angry that the pastor did not even show
What is this thing that you guys call today? Empathy. Right? Empathy. No empathy. No emotional. How do they call it? Emotional. Say it's EQ. No, IQ is there's another EQ. They are emotional quotient. No EQ. No EQ. No emotion. No empathy. There's a leader now. Child of God, you are not supposed to be safe. You now told the pastor, they now, some people now gathered to tell me the pastor to go and apologize to the sister. Pastor now said, things don't bear. Sorry. Other things don't bear. Glory to God. Amen. When I heard it, I was just laughing. Very funny. But the people like that, he said, he didn't even come to say sorry. He didn't even tell me sorry for the sickness. Stop. What do you want? You are sick. Which is better? Be healed. And, oh, yeah. Ah! Do. Thank you. Do. Oh? Thank you. Do, my daughter. Ah! Do, my son. Ah! Don't worry. I'll tell them to buy you right dinner. Thank you, ma. That's what we like. That is what we like. But who has pity ever helped? Does pity heal sickness? Does pity heal sickness? Does pity cast out demons? So, why are you? Come on! Believers! Amen. Children of God, change that. Amen. Come and hear me. I'm going to come and pity you. Pity you. How? How? Hallelujah. Imagine you don't finish mine. And yet, and your pastor calls. What are you doing? Sir, I'm just. And then, stand up and rejoice now. Rejoice right now and call the call. Pastor said, Pastor does not understand. Does not understand. This is, you're all humans. We are all humans. Are we not human beings? No, it's human rights. Are we not human beings? Come on, sorry, yo. The moment the pastor tells you sorry, healing will not work again. You don't know? The moment that word sorry, yo, comes out, healing can work. Amen. Have you seen Jesus go to heal? And then he went to the house of Lazarus. He met his two sisters. Amen. You know, when he was talking, Martha was trying to give that consolation. Say, Master, if you had come, my brother wouldn't have died. Jesus responded to her. Right? He responded to her. He said, he will leave. But then I said, I know he will leave. It's the resurrection day. He said, no, I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. He says, those who, I'm trying to read that scripture out now. Yeah, he said, those who are dead, right, will live. He said, in other words, and he who liveth, right, and believes in, he said, would never die. Martha didn't understand what he was saying. Martha was looking for, oh, sorry, I'm here with you. Yeah? I'm here with you. Don't worry, anything you need, I'll be a brother like Lazarus to you. What Martha wanted. But Jesus said, no, he will leave. He will leave. He didn't come to console. He got to a place. A little girl was dead. He got there. People were wailing. You know, he would have said, where's the mother? He's not here with the father. Where's the mother? Oh! So we give another daughter, yeah? Oh, sorry. Oh, no. Take, yes, pick me. Yes, look who's it. To give you strength. Yeah? You born another one. No! Jesus didn't do that. He told them, make people cry. He chased them, all of them out. Come them out! Tell them, and he went to the child. The Talitha Kum. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because the things of the spirit does not work with all those human, whatever, sentiments. No. Hallelujah. Amen. What you do with the instructions is to obey them. Okay, hear me. What you do with the instructions is to obey them. Not to bring in your feelings. Okay, hear me. Not to bring your feelings there. When it comes to joy, amen. When it comes to joy, it doesn't matter what is happening in the natural. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter. See, you might be done with rejoicing, and then those things that are happening in the natural comes back again in your mind. Yes. But you know what? Eh? You know what? You have rejoiced. Hallelujah. Obey your enemy. Obey your enemy. You have rejoiced. People of joy. So he speaks to a church in Philippians chapter 4. And we're having struggles in the natural, having temptation, persecutions, things happening to them in the natural. And I says to them, rejoice in the Lord. Always. He just says sometimes, say always. Always means it doesn't matter the weather. It doesn't matter how it looks. It doesn't matter what is happening. Hallelujah. Always. It doesn't matter the atmospheric condition of things or how things are around you. Rejoice in the Lord always. Now say again. Hallelujah. I say rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Again I say rejoice. So when there is that emphasis on joy, it means it is important. Rejoice. Joy. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have instructions in scriptures to always be in joy. In Isaiah. Isaiah, quick. Let's see a few other bits. Isaiah. Okay, let's get from Isaiah 12, verse 3. Isaiah 12, 3. Isaiah 12, verse 3. He said, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation. Therefore, with joy, shall I draw water out of the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, with joy, will I draw water out of the wells of salvation. You see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means, with joy, I can activate the things of the Spirit. That's what he's telling you. Hallelujah. The things of the Spirit that are deposited in my spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With joy. He said, God has become our salvation. So with joy, with joy. So joy is an instruction. Look at Isaiah 61. Just to be fasting. Isaiah 61. Hallelujah. Verses 6. He said, for ye shall be named the priest of our Lord, of the Lord. Men shall call you ministers of our God. They shall eat the wages of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourself. Say, for your shame ye shall have double. And for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess, in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Did you see that? What do you have in the land? What do you have in the land? What do you have in the land? Everlasting joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They have everlasting joy. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at look at verses 9. Say, for their sins shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people, and all that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord had blessed. Say, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord my salvation. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord
My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garment of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ointment, and as a bride adorns herself with jewel. Now, watch what he said. He said, he will rejoice for what reason? What is the reason? He hath clothed me with the garment of salvation and covered me with the robe of righteousness. So what is joy about? What is joy about? The things which God has done and God is doing. Hallelujah. 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 Hope you are with me now. Hope you are with me now. Isaiah 65. Let's see this. This should be a scroll now. Hallelujah. Okay, verse 14. Look at verse 18. Just look at this. Verse 18. It says, but be ye glad and rejoice forever. For, did you see that? Is this an instruction? It says, be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. In that which I create. Hallelujah. What has God created? What has God done? What has God done? What has God done? Salvation. Hallelujah. His temple. Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This rejoice in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and a people a joy. Did you see that? I create what? Jerusalem a what? A rejoicing. And our people, God. You see how you are created. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The believer is a joyful spirit. The believer is a joyful spirit. So when a believer is not joyful, when a believer is moody, sad, angry, the believer is acting beside himself. Is that? This is not who you are. The believer is a singing spirit. The believer is a joyful spirit. The believer is a joyful spirit. Hallelujah. So the believer is a joyful spirit. It's a joyful spirit. Hallelujah. So what has God done in salvation? He has given us joy. Hallelujah. He has given us joy. He has given us joy. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Glory. Glory. Glory to God. Look at Psalm 29 verse 9. I'll read it. It says, the voice of the Lord maketh the hand to clay. He discovered the forest and in his temple. Is that Jerusalem? His temple, is that Jerusalem? Rejoicing? Hallelujah. Does everyone speak of his glory? Glory, yeah. The word glory is used for what God has done. I want to show you what, we're coming back here. Let me show you what glory is used for. Look at Exodus. Go back to Exodus. Now you understand what glory really means. Exodus. Exodus, quickly. Exodus 15. Exodus 16. Exodus 16. Now I'll give you a background to verse 7. God has said to them that in the morning they will see bread from heaven. Right? In the morning they will see bread from heaven. Right? They will see bread from heaven. That is what they will take and eat. Because they murmured in verses 3 for bread. And God said in the morning you will see bread. Amen. You will see what? Bread. Now look at verse 7. And in the morning then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord, and we are, and what are we that ye murmur against us? So he said, you will see the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. What does that mean? You will see the glory of the Lord. And what he called the glory of the Lord there is actually verse 4. He says, then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out to gather a certain rate every day, and I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. Did you see that? Did you see that? Amen. So what did Moses call his glory in verse 7? The bread that came is his glory. Did you see that? So therefore, glory, doxa, kabod, is used for what one does. Do you see that? So it goes beyond splendor. Glory is used for what one does also. What are you going to mean? What are you going to mean? Glory is used for what one does. So, hope you can see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. What one does. So when you get back to chance, when they in his temple, then what happens in his temple? Rejoices. Right? His temple rejoices. His people what? Joy. Right? Right? Glory to God. His people joy. Now, in his temple, does everyone speak of his glory? So what is his glory? What has God done in Jerusalem? No, Jerusalem, I'm not talking about Judea. Glory to God. I've taught you that. It's not the physical Jerusalem. This is very tough. If we are to read it in our context today. Hallelujah. So it's in Jerusalem. It says in Hebrew, that's how people say, we are coming to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem. Did you see that? So what is Jerusalem for? Rejoice. He has made Jerusalem rejoice. And her people. What? Joy. So what has God done in Jerusalem? He has made Jerusalem a place of rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in his temple, does everyone speak of God's glory? Of his glory. His temple. Our gathering. Right? Right? Our gathering. We speak of his glory. What he has done. What has he done? Rejoicing. So that means, watch it. I'm about to say something now. Hallelujah. That means in his temple, we have a practice of what he has done. Hallelujah. We have a practice of what he has done. What has he done? Done. Have a practice of God. Oh, yeah. I have mood swing. It doesn't happen. See, I want to say this also. Yeah? The believer is not a person that changes swing or swings his mood. No. Amen. What are you hearing me? Amen. Amen. Are you a swinger? Yeah, no, it's sad because I am phlegmatic. I'm a phlegmatic person. I am a sanguine, anguine, glanguine. And sometimes our mood will just change. It's not only change. It's not only change. Leave those rubbish. Amen. Amen. I know how to yield to the Holy Ghost. Amen. I know how to yield. Leave all those mood things. I've never studied it for one day. I've never read it for one day. I only hear it from people. That's why I don't see it. Someone says, sir, you are mixing it up. Phlegmatic is not part of the sanguine. That's not even to anyone. Amen. Amen. I was saying something one day, and someone said, no, sir. Actually, you are wrong. An introvert is somebody that, I don't know this. I decided personally not to read it. There was a course in my master that I was supposed to read about. So when I was asking about the course before, it was a selective, so I said that, no, you read about all those different behavioral patterns, sanguine. I said, I'm not doing that course. That's a joke. I'm not doing it. I don't want to do it. Amen. Say, I'm a phlegmatic. I am a what's that one? Eh? Choleric. Sound like chlorine. Amen. They are flag. I'm the flag. Not only a flag. Like it has to do with your seeds.
Nonsense, rubbish. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. What we do is we know how to yield to the Holy Ghost. Leave anything. I just want to say on my page yesterday, on my Saturday yesterday, I just want people to say, I'm a clef. You know what's clef? I'm a kleptomaniac. Oga Olenye. It's sick. You know, if a kleptomaniac somebody that takes somebody's thing and say, I have it. A kleptomaniac, I have it, but I just like people's own. Only. Come to Nigeria, I will burn you with tire. And say, you are kleptomaniac. Kleptomatic, I'll be kleptomaniac. Amen. That's silly. Don't rebrand it. Signative only. Amen. But we will not lead. Don't say, I was having Muslims. That's why I did not lead to the Holy Ghost. Look at yourself. Super story. Did not lead because I was having Muslims. I lead to the Holy Ghost. You know, how you rejoice is not. Okay? You can still flow. You can get to a place. The same way I saw some people, when I say, walk up to somebody and just bless the person. I think some people still do it. Yeah, the way that they say, the way the person has, Barabbas. The next time, you're not going to hold anybody's hand. Maybe it's the hand that is delaying the connection. Okay, I say, there's something in the moon. Amen. So what about that? You're going to meet the person, you're just saying, I have utterance, I have words. And as you get to the person, you just yield. What is Madam? I'm teaching you how to yield per second. As in, bam, yuck. Amen. I'm going to do something this week. It's an activity I'm going to do with your pastors. You just accept my call. Hello, Felicia, how are you? Flow. They tell you, flow. When you hear flow, if I hear network, I'm coming. Say, sir, hello, sir, you are here. You just hear flow. Amen. Is that necessary? Amen. Flow. And I need you to boom. You have to flow. I will rain on you. Amen. That's why I'm teaching you this. Well, even if you don't have my number, I'm calling you with a number you don't know. What you just say, hello, Simi, how are you? Fine, who is this? Flow! What is this? Flow! Bam! We have that exercise this week. Amen. Amen. We should easily flow. That's what I'm going to. We should easily flow. Glory to God. Now, the same way too, you come into church and they are praying in tongues, or they are praying, and you saw what they were praying about. Do you come above and say, I want to get into the mood? You just got in and they are praying, and you just prayed, right? Right? You're not opening the scripture first. You're looking at the scripture, you're looking at what they are praying for, you are praying, and then you're opening the scriptures, right? Immediately, you go into the service and they are singing. And with the hands lifted up, you enter and you are singing immediately. Do you need to change to any mood? Amen. So as you enter, now that is how you live. You enter a place. And it's not they are rejoicing. The next thing you do immediately is split seconds. You shouldn't even drop your Bible. What are you telling me? You shouldn't even drop your Bible. What are you telling me? You shouldn't drop the Bible. Don't say, let me drop the Bible first. And I can flow. No. What are you telling me? What are you telling me? Who says you cannot rejoice with your Bible? Who says so? I think I should get to the door. I see some people. Because you were supposed to stay outside and they are praying inside. You are discussing outside. You are disconnecting yourself from the flow. There were people who were out and far from where the Spirit of the Lord was coming upon the earth, the 70. Right? They were in their tents and he caught them there. Did you see that? That means you can be within here. And because you are outside, you now disconnect from the meeting. No! You should be very intelligent. See, a believer should be intelligent when it comes to the things of the Spirit. Okay, you hear me? Be very intelligent. I have one time like that, I have a lecturer in school that if he enters the lecture hall, nobody can enter again. He closes the door and he takes attendance. So this day, I've never missed his class, so I missed it. So people that miss the class, once they see that the man has entered, they will just go back. No hope. And if you don't score up to 75% of his attendance, you won't write the exam. You won't write the exam. Just forget it, you fail. So, I didn't even know what happened, but I came late. Now, what I wanted to do was that the man was going to take us 10 classes. Right? 10 classes, he told us. So, and I was going for my ICAN induction. So I said I was going to miss one of his class already, my ICAN induction, that week. Right? So I was like, okay, I'll still make 90%. Right? So in case he does not complete 10 classes. 90 or 80. But let me just miss one of his class. That was my own plan. So that day, I didn't know what happened. And I was running to get into the class. Man has closed the door. Every other person left that came late. But I stood by the window. Right? I wasn't standing for him to write. I know him. Man, he will not, he will never. But I was taking down notes. In the class, I always sit in front. I was taking down notes. So at the end of the class, he was going out. He picked me. He picked me. I was going out. He called me. He said, I like your courage. You stay to the end of the class. 2 hours, I stood standing. Say, you stay to the end. And I said, yes, sir. He said, but you know, I will not, I'm not, you still came late. You are not in this. I said, I know, sir. He said, why did I stand out? Why did I decide to stay? I said, because I know you don't set your questions from your textbook. You set your questions from what you say in class. I've known that one from people. So you can't say you want to read this textbook apart. So I decided to take my notes. Like I've always taken my notes. So that is very brilliant. And he left. Then he said that was very brilliant. I took a hold of that word. Very brilliant. And he left. You see, that is how, in fact, the day I went with my ICAN induction, they now did a test. I did not write the test. But I said, okay, I was going to compete for, the test is 20 marks. Attendance is 10 marks. Exam is 70 marks. I said, I was going to compete for 80 marks. I know that attendance, I got my 10 in the exam. And I got an A in the course. But that means, I gave that exam the best of the best. Do you understand? That means if it was over 70, maybe I scored like 68 or 69. Why? I was there. Intelligence. Some things are just intelligent. Once I know that, the lecturers, I know that they set all their questions from the test, they'll come to class and wasting time. I don't attend their lecture. In school, I won't have, I will always ask about the lecturer from people that have gone ahead. I always do that. So I get prepared for a lecturer before I even get into the class. Amen. So when you are saying as well, you can be intelligent. The things of the Spirit requires intelligence. You get into the place. The Bible said they were in one accord in one place. In one accord in one place. So the things of the Spirit requires intelligence. Everybody was doing the same thing. Let me quickly drop my Bible. Don't say you can't rejoice in your Bible. Who says so? Who says you can't be outside and they are praying and then you are praying with them outside? That means you miss that section of prayer, this thing. What stops you? They are praying inside and then you are at the circus. You fix through, you see what they are praying about and then you are praying. You are in that flow. Don't say because you are outside. And when we stand outside and they begin to carry, they begin to get angry. Anger. And you are in church and you came to church.
They are the church and they be closing door in church.
He's disconnected from the meeting. Now imagine you are not disconnected totally. You now enter. And you are now entering when they are now sharing the word. Or you are flowing the spirit. There's already anger. Flowing the spirit. Nothing will come. Because you have to go to God, dash that anger. You're already angry. Shut up. And yet, move forward. Move forward. Move forward to where? You're not hearing anything. Move forward. Move forward. Move forward. Move forward. Stretch your hand. And it will open. Oh God, there's anger in that prophecy. This is that thing. It's anger. Amen. You should be intelligent. Because Satan wants you angry while you're outside. But no, I refuse to be angry. So I'm outside and I'm praying. And you are singing and I'm singing. Who said you can't sing outside? Oh, mother. Hey, no, no, come and be singing outside. Someone will now be looking at me as I'm the most holiest of all. Holy, holy. You see, holy, holy outside. And you came late. Ah! No! Amen. They are rejoicing inside. You are peeping outside. I don't understand. Who said you can't rejoice outside? Who said so? Come on. Hallelujah. Intelligence. Be intelligent and be very intentional. Hallelujah. What are you hearing me? Amen? You are coming to church with your friend and your friend entered and they say you came late because you are a worker. You don't even want to become worker. Amen. No. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, are you not inside? And then you are not angry outside. You cannot now flow inside. Because Satan has got you. When a believer is angry, when a believer stays angry, I want to say this and I want to say it well. Now we'll begin to talk to ourselves. Amen. And I think we should take it. Let's treat ourselves first of all as brethren. Amen. Let's treat ourselves as brethren. And I'm talking to, even if you are married or you are the president of Single Men Association. Ready, sisters, ready, brothers. Amen. You know what I mean? Amen. With glory to God. I think their president is not here, but secretary is here. Eh? Who? No, look at me. Are there people outside? Yeah. So, you know, we should treat ourselves first as brethren. As brethren. I know that there are some people who are already, they are still single, but they are jointed single. Jointed in the Holy Ghost. None of all men online and on TikTok. Amen. Or presidential jet has taken them away. Bring them in now. Very intelligent. I'm not going to go back to those things. I guess that the pastors will communicate further, right? Right? So how you should be intelligent, even when you come late, you can be intelligent. Right? Now, let's go ahead. So, what I was saying. So, as believers, we must see ourselves first as brethren. First as brethren. And I'm talking about how to handle anger. Amen. As brethren. Many times, even me as your pastor too, I get angry. Amen. But let's see ourselves first as brethren. I'm going to say this. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. When a brother, when a sister, also to the married people, and to the yet to be married, those in the queue going to Kaduna and those going to Kogi. I mean to Ondo. Amen. You know, I speak in parables. Amen. Yeah, lines upon lines. Some people will double it 7 times. Glory to God. So, when a believer, right, gets angry, you that you are there when the person is already getting angry, you have a duty of care to remind the person that he is acting behind himself or herself. I must do it. I've told you guys to do it in love. Okay, I guess I said something like this during with the brethren, right? No one else said, Pastor said, calm down now. You must do it in love. Hallelujah. You have that duty to say, no. I know you are angry, but our nature is a nature of joy. Right? Let's not be angry. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You have that duty of helping that other brother or that other sister walk out of anger easily. Glory to God. Amen. What are you following me? You have a duty. Because the believer should be full of joy. And you must do it in love. Don't start doing it. I am now rejoice. No. Amen. After said, no. Pastor said, we are a joyful spirit. Let's not walk in anger. Hallelujah. Don't allow the anger to stay. So let's come of it. Amen. Let's come of it. Amen. I know of a couple that will say, you demon of anger, out! Amen. Well, no. Let's do it in love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that means we must not have great joy. Hallelujah. What about me? Say, I don't have great joy. So, does it mean that the way we are sitting like this here in God's word, can there be a sharing of joy? You know, some people want to, let's say, of course, stand up. Paul doesn't stand up, but I rejoice. Sometimes people become too mechanic. Amen. As we are like this, can we rejoice? Woo! Glory to God. Amen. 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 I will go a bit further on Thursday. Right? We'll have a section of joy. And then we would look at some other things on Sunday. Now, when you rejoice, watch. You don't rejoice and you are quiet. So that means, when he says, in his temple does everyone speak of his glory, listen, it means there is a demonstration of his glory, watch, there is a demonstration of his glory, and there is a speaking of his glory, and they go together. Remember, your words are very vital in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. So you must know how to use your words. Hallelujah. Amen. How to use your words when you rejoice. So, the place of the boo is not wrong. Amen. Amen. You know, it's called the shout. And also, glory. Amen. Your words. Your words. Why are you writing announcements? Young man, why are you writing announcements for us? Amen. Glory to God. Are you ending my session before I end? I have said that the Holy Ghost, glory to God. Hallelujah. His mercy endures forever. Your words are important. Okay, enemy. Your what? Your words to rejoice in are important. Be intelligent. Be very intelligent. Your words in rejoicing are important. So what do you say when you rejoice? And then, you don't rejoice boning. No, that is not joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And it does not exclude laughter. It doesn't exclude it.
Thank you. Rejoice with the people of God. We walk in our own with of God. We walk.
Walk up to someone. Walk up to someone.
It's true.
Walk up to someone. Walk up to someone. Walk up to someone. Hold the person. Amen. Amen. Say something to the person. Say something in the Holy Ghost to the person. In the spirit, Jesus rejoiced in the same hour and said. So you speak to the person. Flow together, your action has something else. Oh yeah, flow together. You just know something to say. Don't let that thing fly. Don't think about it. Say it. Say it. You are full of the Holy Ghost. So you say. So you say. You say. You say. We're full of joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. We're full of joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. They are rejoicing. In the Holy Ghost, there's a river of joy. In the Holy Ghost. Joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. We're full of joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. They are rejoicing in the Holy Ghost. There's a river of joy. Amen. Go to that person you showed me. That group you were. Go there. You are learning. I said it's in school. Amen. Did everybody flow in that group? Now, I want to teach you how not to stop. Some people know how to just give one tongue and interpretation or one revelation given, and then you hear back and then you stop. No. You can go on and on and on and on and on, and on without stopping. If you can go 4 hours without stopping. You talk, I talk, you talk, I talk, you talk, I talk, you talk, I talk, you talk, I talk. Hallelujah. We can have an unending stream. Somebody, somebody's done. I said my own, you have said your own, okay, thank you. Then you are looking for someone else again. You are now, or you now stand, I can't be looking. No. Amen. You are done, I'm done. We can see you. We can see just more things to say. Amen. Amen. And therefore, now, firstly, I tell you things about you. You tell me things about me. What about if we say things that God wants us to do together? How about that? What about if we begin to talk about what God is doing through us? And what God is going to do through us? It's not about reporting each other to each other. Amen! Amen! Isn't there a death to these things? It's not about seeing something for Him alone, and seeing something for Him alone, and then we are done. What about seeing things for each other? That I say, and then you pick it up from what I said. And I think this is also what the Lord is saying concerning it. And then you pick it out again. And then we're having, before you know it, there's something. Hallelujah. There's something. The Lord is turning our heart towards. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can do that, right?
Yes, sir.
We can do it, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's go back there again. And then let's do it again. Joy, joy, joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. We are full of joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. We are the joy.
There's a river of joy. In the Holy Ghost.
Make sure everybody is praying with boldness.
Joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost.
Make sure everybody is talking.
We're full of joy in the Holy Ghost. We are rejoicing in the Holy Ghost. There's a river of joy in the Holy Ghost.
Nobody prays this person is praying with Jesus. Not just one person. Everybody. This is doing it with passion. I want to see the passion. I want to see the zeal in your heart. I want to see the zeal that you're doing. Amen. Do it with zeal. With zeal. Question of the ceasefire. Do it with zeal. With zeal. With zeal. With zeal. With zeal. Let's see the zeal. Yeah. That zeal is the one to share God's word. That zeal is the one to talk God's word. Let's see the zeal. Let's see the zeal. Let's see the zeal. Let's see the zeal. The fire. Okay. Jababati, Kedeba Kalabatu, Bati, Kedeba, Teba, Hatakao,
It's all about the truth. My son of God is in the middle.